For episode 3, I wanted to talk about parking meters. As of now, at least in Reno, we have parking meters all around downtown, the university, just anywhere where parking is not readily available.
All the hospitals.
Yeah, hospitals for sure. Just mostly places where people are coming in and out of a lot. So with going to San Francisco and these bigger cities, there's been a lot of new parking meters popping up that are able to take credit cards.
So on the meter, you just swipe your credit card, type in like a PIN, just like an ATM, something like that?
Yeah, I think with a debit card, I assume you use your PIN. I don't even think I used a PIN when I did mine.
I think most check cards run as a credit card anyway.
Right, they have a little Visa or MasterCard logo on there. So, yeah, I think that's just something that's obviously starting in the bigger metropolitan areas and will eventually be everywhere.
I can't believe it's not everywhere already. I mean, the only reason I'm sure is because it costs too much to take them all out and put new ones in.
Right, to install.
But who carries change anymore?
Exactly.
And, I mean, maybe that's just because we're young. I can't remember. The only time I have cash is when my roommate has to give it to me for rent.
I think it's a generational thing. I guarantee anyone between the age of, 18 and 25, you'd be hard-pressed to find them with $2 worth of quarters in their pocket at any given time. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, no, going out to, dinner with my mom or whatever, she's always got exact change and a little coin purse in her within her bigger purse.
Right.
But, yeah, she can always make change.
If I carried a purse around, I'd probably have some change in it too. But
yeah, I think that's something we should talk about eventually. Is
Merces?
Is that a man purse?
Yeah.
I think that's a really great idea.
Yeah.
Because I carry a big backpack all the time. Mm-hmm. And I feel everybody always asks me if I'm going to school because I get in the elevator at my building.
Oh, really?
And so, I don't know. I just, for some reason, I take offense to it.
Why?
I don't know.
Maybe they're assuming you're younger than you look.
I don't know. I have a crazy beard, so they should know that I'm way older and way more important than college.
But you're in Reno, so it takes most people 10 years to get an undergraduate here anyway. So
it only took me 7. All right. Okay, so parking meters.
The new parking meters have solar panels on them, sort of like you'd have on the top of your roof. And during the daytime, they charge the batteries so that they can still work at night.
Okay.
So, traditionally, I think the old meters had batteries as well to display the digital how much time you have left. But these batteries are supposed to be even better. It says they last for 3 years versus the 6 to 12 months in the standard meters. They also have a wireless, some sort of transmitter that talks to a wireless tower. It also goes to a database that collects and analyzes, who parks there, how long, during what days and hours and things like that. So there's some information that's really
advantageous to the cities. I mean, you know what times are busier than others.
Absolutely. And I think it also has an option. I don't know if this is all of the new panels or meters, but they can also talk to your cell phone. So say you swipe your credit card and it says, some parking meters only allow you.
So you could get a text saying that your meter is running low?
Either running low or that you need to move, because some meters are in like very high traffic, high volume areas that only allow you
maximum.
A half hour to an hour to 2 hours. Yeah, like you said. So you're like, I forgot that I do have to move this. So you're getting into that red zone of if you don't move it, you're going to get a ticket. There's not even the option to put more money in.
And that would be great as far as getting the notification, a text message, something saying that you're meter's running low. If you could remotely re-up your quarters, your minutes from your phone, not even having to be there. That was one of the more annoying things is when we were in San Francisco on the pier and we had to walk like a half mile because you couldn't park right next to it, so we had to walk a half mile back to it to re-up because we decided to stay later. And
it allows you to be more spontaneous, which is the great thing about anything mobile. I mean, checking your email, being able to text somebody last minute, not having to make these elaborate plans that everybody has to stick to so stringently. Whereas, it's taking away a barrier and it's encouraging more people to, where you're parking, is a city center of some sort where people are spending money. So it's encouraging more of that as well, which is good for local businesses and restaurants and stuff like that.
Yeah, I really like that. Is there anything online as to figuring out where to park? I mean, available parking meters? Because if these are all hooked up wirelessly, then you can maybe have an app on your phone that then takes you, okay, these spots are now open, or these spots are the cheapest in town, or, you know, these are the highest traffic spots.
Yeah, that'd be great. Or almost like they could promote certain areas to park. So say City of Reno Parking has an app or something.
Yeah.
And they just, you go on there and like, hey, if you're going downtown because you know there's an event, and you're like, okay, I could park here and be closer, and it'd be cheaper as opposed to parking in this area of high demand that's going to be more expensive. Or if they're empty, it's basically promoting some, like, it's not making any money if nobody's parking there.
Right. So, and so, I mean, you might as well advertise it as cheaper parking a little bit further away.
Yeah.
I
never even thought of that. That's awesome.
It just clicked. We should make that app.
Yeah.
I'm going to edit this out so no one here can steal it.
No,
that's a great idea.
Yeah, so I mean, just even that, it's just convenient. It makes people's lives easier and makes it for a more enjoyable experience. And I think every city across America, to an extent, is a business in and of itself trying to get tourism to come. So people spend money for whatever reason. So yeah, I mean, it would be advantageous for them to implement
this. To make it easier for people to get downtown, to get to the events, to spend more money,
right?
To spend money on parking, to spend money on food and everything. Yeah.
One negative I thought about that I read in the article saying that the city has linked the meters to sensors in the pavement, so they zero out when a motorist leaves, which increases revenues for the city. So I guess it's a negative and a positive.
So zeros out, like say you park into a parking space, put 25 minutes on, spend 10 minutes inside and leave.
Exactly.
There's still 15 minutes on that I usually would come up and steal and try to get away with not having to put any money in.
Exactly.
This would prevent you from being able to do that.
Yeah, the new meters would take that out of the equation. So you wouldn't be able to sort of piggyback on somebody else's extra change that they put into the meter. So that sucks on the consumer side.
Yeah, that's awful.
But it's great for the city because that means that they're going to get paid every time somebody parks there.
For every penny that they've put in.
Exactly.
Instead of, people sharing.
Right.
Another negative to this would be loss of jobs.
Yeah, with this, I mean, there's not going to be the need for as many meter maids running around and handing out tickets because they'll know exactly when they need to give a ticket because it will wirelessly, you know,
transmit,
send a text message to the issuer of tickets. And I just feel like meter maid is just it seems like an insulting word.
Yeah, meter maid.
I know there's guys that do it. I would hate to be considered a maid.
So negatively connected with our society and TV that they are just awful people.
Right.
And they're just doing their job. I mean, obviously it's not their it's the same reason cops get hated and firemen get the glory. You know, cops issue a ticket.
I hate meter maids more than cops, though.
I just mean it's that same mentality. Absolutely, you always get pissed from getting a ticket. You know, you don't.
Mm-hmm. There is the possibility that a cop can help you. A meter maid can never help you.
I guess.
The only interaction
I'm actually
you'll
really,
ever
The reason
had.
I'm stuttering right now is because I'm really trying to think of a way they could help.
Nope.
Yeah.
I challenge you.
Yeah, no, even their cars.
Their cars only have three wheels. Anyway, I'm stoked. I know it's a negative, but less meter maids in the world means happier me in the world.
I'm just going to leave that one.
So yeah, there will be less jobs because of this, which, you know, inevitably that's what happens.
That's what technology does.
It eliminates the need to do mundane tasks that are boring, and it requires us to further as a human race and come up with new things to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it eliminates manual labor, blue collar work that anyone can do and a machine can do much better.
Right.
Well, thanks everybody for listening to Fix the Universe. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and on iTunes.
Join us for episode 4, where we talk about what our economy would look like without physical money.